Mr. President, Madam Director General, distinguished fellow ministers, delegates, and partners. Allow me to start by commending you, Madam Director General, in guiding the work of this great institution over the last 10 years. As you move on and a successor assumes the role of Director General, you can reflect on a service that has seen considerable progress in the state of world health. Notwithstanding the fact that there were events that could not and had not been anticipated, your responses to these events were strident and substantial. Yours was a unique and productive period of leadership. The 2030 Agenda for a Sustainable Development provides an opportunity for the worldly communities to transform the developmental process onto a horizontal framework in which all sectors, economic, social, and environmental, can play an equally dynamic role in reversing the disparities and inequities that are responsible for much of the world's ills. Eliminating the hierarchical and patriarchal approach to development paves the way for transforming the very systems and processes that are economically, socially, and environmentally detrimental to health and well-being. Barbados and other small island developing states are particularly vulnerable to such impacts, and the Prime Minister of Barbados reiterated this in his remarks at the high-level ceremony for the opening of signatures to ratify the Paris Agreement of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change during the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly on April the 22nd, 2016. He lauded the Paris Agreement because, and I quote, "it accorded truthful consideration to the vulnerabilities of small island developing states and least developed countries." Our Prime Minister went on to highlight the necessity for the global community to work together to successfully achieve our stated goal of limiting global temperature rise to well below 2 degrees Celsius. He further emphasized, and I quote again, "in light of recent reports that 2015 was the hottest year on record, and of the study that concluded that climate forecasts underestimated the sea rise impact of Antarctic thaw, there is no time for complacency." End of quotation. We are now in the middle of a real-time scenario, mitigating the direct impact of global warming with the rapid spread of Zika, a newly declared global health emergency. Only very recently, we were grappling with two other mosquito-borne diseases, dengue and chikungunya, and their infiltration into countries, especially those that experience what is referred to as temperate climates. Urgent adherence to the Paris Agreement is therefore essential, along with urgency exercised by developed countries in meeting their obligations of financial and technical support to less developed and more vulnerable countries. Intersectoral collaboration is a critical component of the strategy of national, regional, and international levels to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals for health. I draw your attention to the Barbados Strategic Plan for the Prevention and Control of Chronic Non-Communicable Diseases 2015-2019, which provides a practical approach to the vital role that non-health government sector, civil society, and the private sector can perform in reducing risk factors and managing NCDs. In 2015, Barbados hosted a mission of the United Nations Interagency Task Force on the Prevention and Control of NCDs as part of an international tour, which included visits to Belarus, Africa, and Asian countries. The United Nations Interagency Task Force has endorsed recommendations made in the Barbados NCD Strategic Plan, including the scaling up of actions to reduce obesity and hypertension, diabetes and cardiovascular disease, proposed implementation of a comprehensive regulatory framework to improve nutritional quality of food and beverages, and presented a quantification of the economic cost of the NCDs to the society. Basically, Barbados is losing 2.6% of its GDP due to healthcare costs and productivity losses in respect to diabetes and cardiovascular disease. As a small island developing state, celebrating its 50th anniversary of independence this year, Barbados recognizes that transforming our world necessitates a reversal of negative trends and reinforcement of health enhancement behaviors by all populations at each stage of life. For smaller developing countries whose capacity is restricted by limited resources, domestic, regional, and international partnerships provide the greatest opportunity to build the capacity necessary to realize the 2030 SDG agenda. I thank you, Mr. President.